6. Please listen carefully. Listen to part of a lecture in an architecture class.
When planning a structure, engineers must consider the internal and external forces the structure must withstand. These are called loads. Broadly speaking, there are two types of loads, static and dynamic. Now, static loads concern those forces that don't change, and dynamic loads are those that change abruptly. First, let's look at static loads, which can be broken down into dead loads and live loads. Dead loads concern the weight distribution that the structure itself must bear. These would include beams, walls, floors, ceilings, and roofs. Calculating dead loads is quite straightforward. Now, live loads are those other weights that a structure must support. Live loads can be people, furniture, or, in the case of a bridge, cars and trucks. You may wonder why live loads like people or cars are considered static, since we move around all the time. Well, we can calculate how many people will fit into this classroom, say, or how many trucks can be on a bridge at the same time. Our comings and goings flow. They do not happen abruptly. Imagine that your family is sitting in different parts of a room and someone says, "Oh, look, Northern Lights!" So everyone rushes to the same window to look outside. The live load changes from the weight being evenly distributed to its being concentrated at one point. Like dead loads, live load calculations can be computed. Now, remember that I said dynamic loads are those in which the forces change suddenly. For example, a gust of wind. Extreme examples of dynamic loads are tidal waves, hurricanes, or earthquakes. Think about earthquake zones. Here, the engineer must consider features that allow the building to withstand, or, let's say, counteract, a sudden change of force, a force that is unpredictable.
Now get ready to answer the question. Using points and examples from the lecture, explain the kinds of loads an engineer must consider when building a structure. You may begin to prepare your response after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.